Well, parents of young children, they don't have a whole lot of time on their hands. Having children, of course, can be an exciting and frightening experience. Imagine, though, having twins. For many families, that is a reality, and a national group is now looking to set up a chapter of Multiple Births Canada here in this province to connect parents of twins to others right across the country. Megan Padden is the mother of 2 6-month-old twin boys, and I reached her at her home in St. John's. Megan Padden, take us back to the day when you found out you were having twin boys.
It was a big shock. We went in expecting, well, not knowing what to expect, and to find out that there was two was a little terrifying.
Really? Why?
There's so many complications with twin pregnancies, and this is my pregnancy, so I didn't know what to expect with one as it was. And knowing that I was going to have two babies was a little scary.
What kinds of supports did you have around you? Did you know anybody else in your family who'd had twins and what to expect?
One of my cousins had twins, and she actually had them at, I think it was 25 or 26 weeks. So hers were very premature, and her story was a little scary. So that didn't help my nerves.
But Spencer and Jackson are healthy little 6-month-old boys now?
They are, yes. They were actually born at fairly healthy weights. They were 7 pounds, 4 ounces, and 6 pounds, 12 ounces when they were born. So we had no issues with them.
But what kinds of logistical issues do you have? Because you're feeding one and then the other one is, I know I have a niece who has twin boys, and it's there's never a dull moment. In fact, you had to step outside to do this interview to get away from them, even though they're little.
Yeah, it can be hard, especially if it's just me trying to figure out how to feed both of them at the same time. They both want your attention. They both want to be picked up, and they're 20 pounds now. So they're not light trying to carry around both of them at the same time.
I can't imagine. But do you have other people out there that you know who have twins now that you've connected with so you can sort of, I guess, get ideas and how to do this a little easier?
I'm in a few Facebook groups. Multiple Births Canada has a private Facebook group with multiple parents. And there's a local one as well that I have connected with a few different parents on.
And do you get good ideas from them on how to get through this a little easier?
Yes, for sure. It's really nice having other parents who've gone through it before and who can give you advice and tips. And I have lots of support from my family who have had single children, but it's definitely something to be said for talking to other multiples parents.
You're part of this group, this organization, MBC, which is Multiple Births Community or Multiple Births Canada. They're trying to set up a chapter here. Are you part of that push as well?
I've been talking back and forth with the woman who's trying to start it here. So I would love for there to be a chapter here. It's one thing to be able to speak to people online, but to have a community here where we could go out and host events and do things together once it is safe to do so, it would be great, I think.
What would be the benefit to being able to do that, Megan?
Just to be able to rely on other people who know what you're going through and who've maybe had the same situation, or just going out and having somebody else to be there for you.
That extra little bit of support.
Exactly, yeah.
Somebody who understands it. So if anybody does want to become part of this group or the effort to connect people, because of privacy issues, it's difficult to do that or to even know how many families have twins out there, correct?
Exactly, yeah. You can contact Multiple Births Canada. They're looking for anybody who's interested to email them, tell them that they're interested, and they're hoping, they just started a year-long initiative to get new chapters across Canada.
Has the pandemic or COVID, with basically 6-month-old babies, it must be a little concerning for you. Have you been kind of locked down for the last few months?
We have been. We've been being very cautious, obviously, and we've missed out on, I feel like, a lot of things. But as soon as everything's back up and going, I'm looking forward to getting out and hopefully interacting with other babies.
Yeah, and showing off your twin boys.
Exactly.
To all your family members and friends, right?
Yes.
For now, it's just got to be virtual.
Yes, I know. Lots of FaceTimes.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. And good luck to you and the boys.
Thank you.